from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. One-stop shopping for the mining industry is the major thrust of Canadian Mining Expo. This year's edition is Wednesday and Thursday in Timmins. Glenn Dredhart is president of the organizing committee, Canadian TradeX. He says one of many attractions is a conference for 160 grade 11 and 12 students, hearing from people not much older than themselves.
They'll be listening to career-oriented male and females that are working within the mining industry now, and they'll be giving their testimonies to these youth.
With 400 professional companies setting up displays and all the associated activities, the expo covers virtually every square inch of the McIntyre Community Building, inside and out. On Canada Day, and to honor Queen Elizabeth's 70th anniversary on the throne, the Porcupine Art Club is planning a royal tea at its clubhouse at Roy Nicholson Park. President Ted O'Connor says as part of the activities, visitors will be able to paint one of 76-inch by 6-inch canvases. They'll be used in December when the club marks its own 75th anniversary with a display at the Timmins Museum called Honoring the Past.
So it falls in nicely. We're going to join all these 70 paintings together and they'll form a large mural about 5 feet by 3.5 feet.
O'Connor says you'll have to go to the museum in December to find out what the mural will depict. The only hint he drops is that it will be local. You soon won't have to go into an OPP detachment to get a criminal record check. That service moves online next Monday, along with vulnerable sector checks, judicial matters checks, and non-parent custody checks. Requests can be submitted on the OPP website. The OPP does over 140,000 requests a year. Prime Minister Trudeau joined the President of Chile, Gabriel Boric, to sign the Americas for the Protection of the Ocean Declaration today. The PM says co-sponsoring the declaration reaffirms Canada's commitment to keeping the Pacific Ocean healthy, from protecting migratory routes for sea animals to preserving delicate coastal ecosystems. Okay, back into the history of local country music now as we celebrate the launch of Country 93.1. Earlier, we heard from museum director-curator Karen Bachman about Stompin' Tom Connors coming to Timmins in 1964 and getting a half-hour nightly radio show.
He was staying at the Maple Leaf Hotel at the time, played for them every night for $40 a week, and got his room and board there. And he stayed in Timmins for 2 years, and we all know him now as an icon of Canadian country music.
Next week, an even bigger country star from Timmins who also got her start at the Leaf. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.